Hey, Sherpa Network. We have a great show today. It's an OG review with Mike Seiger joining us. My energy is a little low. When I recorded it, I thought I had a head cold, but it turns out I have bronchitis. My son offered to do this intro for me, but only if I paid him. I don't remember what we talked about, but it's a great show. Enjoy. Hey, Sherpa Network. I'm Tess Diaz, executive producer of DomainSherpa.com, and we are super excited to have the OGs back in business. Mike Seiger, hello. Welcome.
Thanks. Great to be back.
Good to have you. Shane, how are you?
I'm good. Even better now that Mike's here.
Aww. Yeah, we all are. And Drew, welcome back from South Africa. How you doing?
Great. Thank you.
Fabulous.
Great to catch up with these guys. It's been a while.
The pre-recording, I really do think sometimes we should actually record stuff because we did cover all the peanut butters in the world and how giraffes can walk.
It's really important stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Drew, fabulous.
I don't know. Our audience didn't respond well when we tried to explain to them how the current financial system works. So I don't think they like getting outside of... They don't like it when we get outside of our lane.
You want to hear about giraffes?
No, but peanut butter, I mean, I think peanut butter maybe. More lame, but maybe not.
Peanut butter's got legs.
Oh, Drew, domain names as a service, your backdrop, fancy. Talk to us for a minute.
Well, it also has the Media Options logo on it, but... we just got this made against my better judgment because I needed a better, more professional background, I was told by you and everybody else, even though I like to keep it gangster. That's it. That's the story. Domain names as a service is a trademark we own. It's kind of our slogan. It's kind of a play on words. Mm. You know, I would say probably our biggest... sales segment is into the software as a service market. You know, that's where most of these software tech startups are these days. It's in the software as a service, whatever vertical, but it's some kind of software as a service. And so domain names as a service was kind of a play on words for what we do. We help companies acquire and sell domain names as a service. And so it was kind of a play on words that I thought was clever. Many of you may or may not. And we got a trademark for it.
Well, I've got a trademark for what's behind me too. Do you guys see that?
Tell us about your science
experiment. So if anybody's listening and not watching, I just walked into my office sharing facility and it looks like some football plays have been written on the board behind me. And so I'm going to file for a trademark for that. You're out of luck, Drew. Yeah.
It's actually the worst company chart ever. Like one guy over here that's to the left runs all these people to the right.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was like molecular diagram for a new psychedelic drug.
That's true.
Drew, we'll take it over to psychedelics.
Exactly.
I thought it was a molecular diagram for studying science. So my 7-year-old daughter is doing flag football and my 16-year-old son is doing regular football. And she comes home one day and she's like, "Hey, I learned a new play." And he's like, "Oh, great. What's the play?" She's like, "Coach throws it and we catch it. It's called run and catch."
That's a good play.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. St. Louis. I took coaching football in college, so I have tons of knowledge.
What do you think of the plays?
That's actually a course in the Midwest?
Yeah, so it's a great show. I had a 2.95 going into my senior year, and I needed to get over 3. So I took coaching baseball, coaching football, great speakers and speeches, career explorations.
Dude, he remembers all of it?
I know. It's the greatest semester ever assembled by a college student.
And you get grades for those?
Motion picture history criticism.
Listen, I mean, I hate to bring you down from your glass tower, but my last semester in college crushes yours. I literally didn't have to take any classes because I had this, like, software business. We were, you know, all we were doing was building, like, very basic, not very basic, but relatively basic databases and visual basic for like these, you know, blue collar businesses, air conditioning. We had a pool company, landscaping company, you know, so it was like those three industries. I think we really built three, the HVAC, landscaping, and pool service. And these were all businesses in Eastern Long Island. And it was like the biggest landscaping company in Eastern Long Island, the biggest pool servicing company, and the biggest HVAC company. And we built them like, you know, operational databases for their businesses. And the dean of my business school was literally doing the programming. And so he was on my payroll. He was doing the programming. And he was like, yeah, I mean, there's nothing you're going to learn in a class that you're not going to learn better just being out. And I was, you know, I was earning a degree in management information sciences. So like, you know, I would have been taking classes doing what the shit I was actually doing in the real world. So he was like, oh yeah, forget about it. I'm going to give you credit for the whole semester. You just run this business, which meant, you know, I could build the business bigger and pay him more as a programmer. So
and he wasn't your partner. The dean of the business school was on
No, he had zero equity. It was just Parker and I, 50-50, and we had him on the payroll. And it was great.
So you got an A plus that semester? Could you get anything higher than?
I did.
Well, Drew was higher. I graduated.
But you still don't know how to hit an A gap.
Football. I used to know. I mean, I played football most of my life.
You don't know what cover two looks like, so I'm not sure that's much better.
Will you be able to sleep at night?
I was not a linebacker. I was a tight end.
You didn't get to watch Brother from Another Planet in its full glory, the greatest film ever made. But it's a good we'll vote on this later.
All right.
We'll vote on this later.
No classes, some classes.
Yeah.
No classes, some classes. I don't care what the class is.
All right, Drew, you won. And Mike noticed said nothing because Mike thinks his greatest college semester was the one where he took 21 credits.
I did. I took beach volleyball 3 times a week at UC Santa Barbara, and that was the greatest class in the world.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. I thought you would have been more studious.
Was.
You got to bring up the grade point average for that's.
But that was pass, no pass. I don't know how you got grades on your easy ones.
Yeah, no, I got – no, coaching baseball was – it might have been pass, no pass. The key was you had to go to, like, 13 games or something and then keep score. You know how you keep score?
Yeah.
I learned to keep score. And then I realized, why does anybody do this in every game unless they're paid to do it?
Right.
I – yeah, never mind.
I busted out my OG mug today, by the way.
Yeah.
And once, just in once honor I of you guys. Have it, I had to go get mine. Prost.
Yeah.
Mine's up there in the coffee mug collection. I use it, though. It's in the front. It's in the front peanut butter.
I don't have one. Mine got broken, and it hasn't been replaced.
All right. I'll bring you one at NamesCon. Coming right up. All right. Let's do this, people.
Let's do it.
What's a domain you recently bought or sold? What's new Sherpas? Mike Seiger, we are so excited to have you back that you were first.
All right.
Name one domain you've bought, sold, or brokered in the past few weeks, and don't say the price.
All right. The domain is, I hope I didn't tell you guys, it's clicktracker.com. Clicktracker.com.
Clicktracker.com.
What do you think?
Okay.
Well, is it a buy or a sell?
Good question. It was a sell.
Okay. You go, Drew. You've been off a while.
Clicktracker. I'm going to say I like it. I think it's a good domain. It's a big problem. You know, it's a money problem, meaning, you know, tracking clicks is money. That's savings. So in my experience, domains that directly correlate to ROI or segments of the market that are transactional or directly correlated to ROI are sell for more money. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say $15,888. I was gonna actually say more. I was gonna say 25, but I'm going to say 15888.
Okay. Man, if this was 2008, you could probably add a zero to that just because everybody had a click tracker back then. That was that was like everything. Yeah, and it's a good exact match. I mean, that's what people are – when they're typing in the into the Google machine, that's what they're typing in, click tracker traffic. And I know Mike is just so loaded that there's not much room in the bank account. So unless somebody gives him a good number, unless maybe he needed some food, some gas money. I'll just say what came to mind originally. I'll just say 10 grand. I'll just say around 10 grand. It, again, nothing surprises me. It could be more, but 10 grand in today's market, maybe he would do it.
All right, Tess, you want to take a guess too?
Oh, well, I don't have a 19-minute research on, yeah, DN Academy has a great valuation step-by-step guide. Clicktracker.com. All right. I'm going to say 13 grand.
All right. The winning answer is... 7988. So Jane is the closest. So here's
the crew got the 88s.
It could have gone for 25. It could have gone for 15. It could have gone for 10.
Do you know who it went to?
I do not. It came in on so I have my investment portfolio down to 33 domain names now. I've priced everything that's a tier two domain name, and ClickTracker falls into my tier twos, meaning that, you know, if somebody wants to pay me a good multiple of what I paid for it, I'm willing to like just let it go and move it along. Somebody came in, clicked on GoDaddy or Afternic, I'm not sure which, clicked to buy it now and paid $79.88, and I gave them their 20% and they cut me a check for $6,500 and it's done.
Okay, hang on. Are you saying this is one of the 33 in your portfolio or?
This was one of the 34. Now I'm down to 33.
Okay.
So this was a company called Track Your Stats.
And yes, they rebranded that is upgraded. And so I bought this in November of 2015 for $1,810 on NameJet. It was more than I wanted to spend on this domain name. But a bunch of other investors wanted it as well. At that time, I had some advertisers on i6sigma.com that were asking me about like tracking statistics for their advertisements. And I said, why don't you have Google Analytics like hooked up so you can just track it all yourself? But you know, as you guys know, Google Analytics can sometimes be hard to use and understand. And so I'm like, I saw it come up. I'm like, I'm gonna buy it. I've got a business case for it. 4 years later, I still haven't developed anything. It doesn't make any sense because there's a ton of click tracking software applications out there in addition to Google Analytics. So I just was gonna price it and move it along. I hadn't received a ton of inquiries on the domain name. So I ran the comps, put a fair price on it, and was willing to move it on. You know, I think the sweet spot is anything under $10,000. And, you know, I think I probably put it at $8,000 just to, it's fair, it's high, it's not too high. A company who's making some money would probably spend $8,000. They might spend $15,000, but I just set it at $8,000 to move it along. And so, yeah, that's the story of clicktracker.com.
Glad it went. Sorry, ignorantly, I missed one part of the story that to me is key, but you priced it before the inquiry or priced it after the inquiry?
So in late last year, I think I priced all of my tier two domain names. Just to
so get it was set with a buy it now. It was already, it was a buy it now.
It was already a buy it now. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And it's been, you know, I think those buy it nows, you know, we've talked about this. GoDaddy's talked about this. Price domain names sell well. And domain names that you know have a physical ceiling on, right? Drew, you're saying like best case scenario, maybe it's a $25,000, $30,000 domain name. It's not a $100,000 domain name.
No.
Ceiling on it. Hmm. And so if you price those domain names that are around $10,000, $15,000, you're going to get more sales. You know, I think a lot of people are afraid to price their domain names because what if the perfect company comes in? Or what if the
Well, you hear all these come to me.
Yeah.
It's a tricky, man. This is such a difficult subject. It really is a very, very difficult subject. Me personally, what I think the main issue is, I mean, clearly, something which is priced is going to sell at a higher sales velocity than something which is not priced, because a certain amount of the market doesn't want to negotiate, doesn't want to haggle, right, and can't make business decisions without any sort of first line information, right? Like, literally, I was 5 minutes late for this thing because I was on a call with a company. They want to buy a really good domain, and this is a multi-million dollar domain name. It's a big, big, big name, and they have the money, and they're basically 98% of the way to getting the board and the CEO and all the stakeholders involved to say, okay, fuck it, let's just do this, let's buy this. And the biggest issue is that we don't have a buy it now price from the domain owner. Now, if the domain owner literally had a $4 million buy it now price on this domain, the conversation with the board, with the stakeholders, would have already happened. Here's the price, it's $4 million. Let's create the business case we need to justify buying this for $4 million or whatever the offer is that we're willing to make. Because there's no price, they don't know if this is $500,000, $5 million, $50 million. They have nowhere to start from. And that void of information, right, creates inefficiencies, and it you lose deals because of that. This deal could get lost only because these people don't have enough information to make a proper business decision now. And I know from personal experience with this particular domain and the domain owner that we will not get a buy and out price without making at least a $1 million offer showing serious good faith. And so if they're not willing to commit to making a $1 million offer, even though I've told them, I 100% guarantee you, they will not sell this for $1 million. It will be more than that. But they still haven't wrapped their minds around just putting out $1 million offer up front.
But Drew, or even a $500,000 offer. You are a great salesman. Why can't you just get on the phone with the seller and say, give me a hard price that I can go back to these guys, and if you meet it, you will own this domain name?
I probably will. I mean, ultimately, that's, you know, probably what's going to happen. But yeah, like, you know, I'm trying to look at this, you know, more generally speaking, like, you know, every day, like, let's say that there is no broker involved. Let's say that that I'm not involved. I have no knowledge, you know, no prior knowledge of the domain, no prior experience with the domain owner. I'm just coming in to buy the domain. I'm faced with this lack of information. I can't make proper business decisions. And sometimes I can't even take the first step to go there.
Yeah, there's too much ambiguity and people don't want to deal with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that lack of a valuation method is really the underlying issue across the board. I am not willing to put buy it now prices on most of our names because I simply don't believe that the market is the price. It works both ways. So if you don't have enough information, then sometimes people can't take the first step, even if they're a qualified buyer.
Right.
If you put some, you know, if I think some my you know, whatever domain, let's say Pegasus.com, I think Pegasus.com is like a $2.5 to $5 million domain. If I put $4,999,000 as a buy it now price on Pegasus.com, I will probably never sell that domain because even a qualified buyer is just going to come in the door and it's like, this is immediate punch in the face. It's like you come in the door, somebody punches you in the face. You don't stop and say, well, why did that happen? You run out the fucking door. So like you come in the door and say, oh, Pegasus.com. Most people aren't educated. Most people don't know what a domain should be worth. And so it's like they were just coming in for a first look and they go, oh my God, 4.999 million, let's just move on and find another domain. Now, there's exceptions to the rule and that's where the Rick Schwartz type sales happen. But, you know, at volume, at more generally speaking, for the average strong domain portfolio owner, having the buy it now price can also hurt you. So it's very difficult to slice. It's very difficult to say, well, you know, so basically on the names you're talking about, on those under 10 grand, I think that buy it now is the way to go.
Yes.
You're going to lose some, you're going to leave money on the table, but look, sales velocity is going to be so much higher that and doesn't matter. Right.
And some people just want to negotiate everything. And that's fine. Yeah. If you want to do that, go for it. Nobody's going to say that you're going to do that wrong. It's your portfolio. You can manage it any way you want. I don't want to have to negotiate on these tier two domain names. I ran the comps. Crypto Tracker was 13,000. Startup Tracker was 6,000. Click Watch was 4,000. Click Leads was 2,350. Like the comps are saying, it's an under $10,000 domain name.
Absolutely.
I'm totally fine to blow it out at a price. Maybe somebody got a deal. Maybe somebody paid a little bit more. It's a fair price. Good for them.
Totally.
I hope they succeed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
And it's important to differentiate if you have a different, like, Mike, what you're saying is that for you and your time, you choose your tier two domains to be just ready to go. But your tier one domains, you approach that with a different strategy. And that's really important.
Yeah, then I fully agree with Drew. Like, you know, I just picked up pyramid.com. That thing doesn't have a price on it. You're going to have to make an inquiry on that.
Wait, what did you pick up? Pyramid?
Pyramid.com.
Pyramid.com. You know, like.
Almost as good as Pegasus.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pyramid is it's a great domain. Great domain.
Yeah.
Why isn't that domain on the show? Why wasn't that your what you
it is on the show now?
I just mentioned it. Yeah, you want to guess how much I paid for it?
Yes.
I won't tell. <It's>
I did.
A lot. All right, who's up next?
that was the awkward silence of not gonna happen. All right, okay. Shane, you're up next. What's going on?
Okay. I bought Keto.
What?
But listen.
It's got three E's.
It's got two E's. KEETO.com.
I saw that on your list the other day.
Yeah.
Didn't I?
I saw that on your list the other day too.
Yeah. I bought
I mean, my list I've tried to buy Keto.com for two different customers have hired us to buy Keto.com.
Well, no, they can. They can buy the proper sound spelling.
They'll even get one letter for free.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. I didn't track that one.
That's, I knew neither one of you did. So
yeah. Keto. All right, I'll go first. Keto, two E's. So KEETO.com you purchased off of GoDaddy, I'm going to assume. And you just bought it. Yeah. If it were Keto and it was four letters.
No, I was going to say, do your cheat, not your name
and
bio.
If it were four letters and it's this massive diet and it probably would have sold for, it probably would have sold for, I don't know, 50.
How much were you offering for Keto?
How much, Mike?
If it were, no, well.
How much would Keto?
KETO at a GoDaddy auction.
Productive for our audience.
Yes.
This is very productive for our audience. Out of the GoDaddy auction.
At a GoDaddy auction, Keto.
How much that go for?
So it's big enough that it would have attracted probably end users to the auction because it's that big. There's still people, tons of people on keto diet. So it probably would have gone in GoDaddy auction close to six figures. Maybe a little under, maybe a little over. What do you think?
Me? Over six figures.
Yeah, I'd say six figures.
But it's not going for 200. I think maybe 150.
I think it goes for 150, 250 in auction on GoDaddy.
In auction.
Yeah. In auction.
And I
don't think we've ever seen an auction go that high at GoDaddy.
Yeah,
but it's also not the hottest diet in the world.
I don't know.
It's not the highest diet anymore. I don't know if it would go for 250. I think it would be right around 150.
But here's the deal. I only say that because of this. I've had two customers who have hired us to go out and acquire it, and both of them were willing to pay over $500,000. One of them
totally
significantly more,
but not an auction.
No. But a name like that expires. It's so hot. It's going to make news.
They're going to make promotions.
People are going to find out if you're in that business. You're going to just find. You're going
to. If they didn't promote it and it only went to auction, it would sell for probably high five figures, 80,000, 100,000. In
low
my
six.
Opinion, I think.
If it sold it
low
would,
six,
in
maybe,
auction,
somewhere
domain
in there.
Investors, don't, no end users, domain investors only, it sells for 100 grand. 100 to 125 grand.
Okay, so most of our audience is not going to be buying KEETO.com.
No. But I like
I would pay 100 grand.
to KPE.
I would pay more than 100, but I would pay 100 grand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then I sort of think about like, okay, so that sets the upper bound for keto. Now we've got a brandable, it's like my carpool.com. Brayden Pollock owns Carpool with a C. I bought Carpool with a K for, what did I pay for Carpool? $1,500, Carpool with a K, and I sold that for $6,500 in 4 months. So this is a similar thing. Massive industry, you bought the brandable, a lot of companies are gonna want it. It's just one flag, one minor imperfection. Like you say, it's keto.com with two E's and people get it. It's like saying keto.io or keto.ai, and so I would think that it's probably gonna sell for somewhere between keto, probably around $5,000. I'll go with Shane spent. Did you buy it by yourself or did you go in with somebody?
Solo.
Cheater.
I'm going to go with $4,000 Shane spent.
Okay, Drew, before you start, Mike, I need to know. You said a four-letter word and it is not getting bleeped now.
I said
that
shoot.
Drew owns this show.
It was extra O. It was a brandable.
It's an extra O. Is this your first unbleeped moment on Demetra?
It might be. I think my kids have heard me say shit before. So, yeah.
Now they've heard it twice.
I know.
They listen to the show. Good luck.
I'm not going to drop an F-bomb like Drew, though.
I don't think I've
dropped
any F-bombs.
Like graduate.
You did the show.
I've been making conscious F- what?
You did in the show.
Oh, okay.
Not that conscious.
I've been making conscious efforts to try and not. I had this call with this journalist. And I was just swearing. So, because I was like on a tirade and not in a negative way. I was excited. I was telling her about this. She just had this completely wrong observation about the domain industry. And I went on this tirade of excitement, explained to her why it's never been a better time in the domain industry. Yeah. And I was just swearing. She was just like, at some point, she was like, could we dial back? And I was like, I am so sorry. I was like, I mean, no offense by it. It's really difficult for me to just not swear, but I will really, really try. And she was like, okay, if we can just at least eliminate like the fucks, that would be good.
Can't she just remove those when she's writing the article?
Yeah. Like, no, I think it just offended her.
Which the is okay. Journal
some
writer?
People are offended by that. No, different one. Different.
All right.
I actually just spoke to her today though.
All right, you're up. What do you think?
All right. Keto, I'm going $2,700.
That's pretty direct.
I was thinking about my number while Sager was
pontificating.
So ding, ding, ding. Yep, I paid $2,300 for it.
Nailed it.
Whoa. Nice.
I'm certainly not selling it for $2,300.
Yeah, that's a nice buy for $2,300. So do you think, what's the retail price that you're going to set on a buy for $2,300? 2000.
I want to know if it gets tracked. 5,000? That's what I want to know.
That's why I haven't opened it up. As soon as you guys were talking, I guarantee people spell it because that's how you would spell it if you didn't know how it was. If somebody said you're on the keto diet, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Keto is K-E-T-O to me does not scream keto.
Yeah. Keto would be like K-E-T-T-O.
How would you spell keto?
It's like Beto O'Rourke. Doesn't he spell it B-E-T-O?
Yeah. Beto. It's Beto?
Keto.
No, but yeah.
So you don't know the traffic yet. Have you priced it, or are you waiting to know the traffic before you price it?
I'm gonna look at the traffic, and I kind of got busy and forgot I bought it until we did the show, and I'm thinking, oh, I gotta go in there and make sure it's in the account.
But, totally, because you don't know what you're working with unless you know what the traffic is. Because
exactly,
you know, it's one thing if that's just like a cute brandable for the keto diet, right?
Right.
Another thing if that's a cute brandable for the keto diet that's got hundreds of visitors a day. That you could like immediately go out and start monetizing or, you know, put some kind of affiliate thing on.
Right. And you know, you look at the traffic, but then you also look at the ads. Carpool with a K didn't have any ads. There isn't anybody advertising for carpools, but you go type into Google keto spelled correctly and there's a ton of ads. So that is, that's a big driving force there. Ton of ads.
Totally.
Yeah. So it's a good one. And then like when I talk over with, other people and say, I bought that, they genuinely say, oh, no, that's a good one. Because sometimes when I go with Organibus, they're like, Organibus? Nah, I don't see that one.
Yeah.
But you win some, you lose some.
So you don't know what you're going to
price it at, generally. I like Organibus. I think Organibus is a winner.
Yeah, I have.
Sell it to Drew. Well, what are you going to price keto at?
I don't know. I got to go through my checklist.
What's your order of magnitude? Are you going to ask 100,000 or are you going to ask closer to 10,000?
No, no. At 2,500, I'll probably start at 25 grand and work down from there.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I always start at 10 times. And then the first month is always, if I can move something the first month, the price always comes down. A quick turn is.
Go back to our previous conversation. Are you actually going to price it or are you going to say make an offer?
It'll be make an offer. Yeah, I think it's under 10 grand. And I was going to say, according to that, I went through, like when I get a little hungry, let's say, I'll go through and price. Mm-hmm. My second tier will get bigger. So things that I didn't consider second tier, I'll go through and move them down.
Yeah.
And definitely things will sell to the point where I think, I'm not sure. But, you know, two or three names will go during that month of Shane's lowering prices. And then I immediately go back up and kick them back up, hoping that things will, like, then I'll get some names that sell for good prices. And the truth is, they hardly ever sell at the prices that I got them at now. But as soon as I lower them a little bit, things start hitting. And it shows me that the lower prices are probably the correct ones. But you hear all these stories of people, I sold this for this and I sold for that. And you just get greedy or however you want to look at it.
Well, and the funny thing is, like, just pricing makes a difference. Like, I sold SEO certification, I think, earlier this year, SEOcertification.com. And I never had it priced for the past 7 years that I've owned it. And I've had people inquiring about it. I've had this one guy ping me probably once every year and a half. Finally, I just put a price on it that I thought was fair for it based on, I've sold a ton of SEO names. He clicked buy it now and bought it through escrow.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think you just need to sometimes change up your tactics. You need to look at it once a year and say, do I really need to hold out for $20,000 on this domain, or can I price it at 18,000 and be happy with that?
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
You know, and as you become a mature domain investor, you concern yourself less and less on whether you left money on the table. If you know that you made a good profit and you felt comfortable going into it, then looking backwards is just stupid.
Because there's plenty of other domain names heading your way today. Tomorrow on the DSAD.com list.
Yeah.
I should have put keto.com. Why didn't I buy that?
I just because of this particular name, I think, you know, Rich Schwartz actually made a good point a few months ago on Twitter. And it was about when you buy a domain, when you first get a domain, you know, you got to get to know the domain. And it's like, you know, there's the whatever the domain is, and it might imply something, or, you know, might be a brandable whatever. And so you've got some initial impression, which is why you bought it in the first place. But I think, you know, the inherent value of a domain is ultimately in traffic and its ability to drive traffic. And all of the metrics that we talk about to emphasize why a domain is valuable, you know, there are varying importance and priority to different types of businesses. But it all comes down to, you know, decreasing cost of customer acquisition, decreasing the cost of getting somebody on your website for whatever reason. And so I think, you know, like, I think that his point was simply, you know, this is a game changing, but it was like, first thing you do when you get a domain is you park it. And, you know, whether you park it or you put a for sale landing page, but it's important that you put something up where you're tracking, click tracker, where you're tracking the traffic, where you can see where is this traffic coming from? How much traffic am I getting? How many long are people staying on the site? Are they, you know, if it's something that isn't going to infringe on someone's trademark and you can put a park page and see what people click on, that's even more insightful, right? But getting to know what the traffic is, where it's from, what they're looking for is super, super, super important to understanding the value of your domain. If you haven't analyzed the traffic of your domain, if you haven't analyzed the email that's potentially coming in on a catch-all email address, if you haven't looked at those two things, you really don't know what your domain is worth.
Yeah.
You really don't. And some of these things are sleepers.
And I'll put some meat on that. You know, I picked up pyramid.com not too long ago. And the first thing I did was I put it on a landing page so I can measure the traffic from Google. And then I set up improvmx.com. I have a how-to on DN Academy blog. So you can get all of the emails that are coming in. It's a catch-all email.
Super useful tool, by the way. Tess about it, and I'm using it all the time. And I got it from your email.
It's a great
email.
And so you know what's really good? Because now I can see.
I reached out to those guys. They're amazing.
They are amazing. It's great technology. But I could go on to ZFBot and I can type in pyramid and I can look at all the domain names that have pyramid in it, but it's different. It takes it to an entirely different level. Like you're saying, Drew, when you see customer service inquiries coming in saying, I need to return my dresses. I'm like, oh, I didn't know there was a pyramid company and my drone doesn't work anymore. And, you know, my kid needs to get into college now. And so like, what are these companies they're trying to email that they think are pyramid.com? And I can go and search on the keyword plus pyramid and find out who's got business. So it's, and then of course, try and get them their emails because they're missing customer service. But yeah, that's, you know, putting meat, it's one thing to say it, but then when you actually see it, like if you hook up, you know, catch all email address, Shane, for keto, I bet you're going to find people that are typing in keto instead of keto.io or whatever, plans are running right now. And that makes it, that then you know how much more important the domain name is to certain companies.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Totally agree, 100%.
It's gonna be very interesting. Best. I feel like the next time you're on, you're gonna be talking about selling that.
Hopefully.
I hope so.
At least something.
Yeah.
The inbound email is literally, it is one of the single best lead generation tools on earth. Like, you wanna know who should own your domain? Look at who's sending email.
Yeah. I forget about
kidding
it.
Kidding me? I was buying domains on Safari.
Yeah.
I was like observing zebras and, you know, rhinos. And I was like,
yeah, like, hold on, kids. I need to get my last bid in on this.
Is anyone else? Yeah. Rhino.com.
Yeah. Anna, use your camera. I need my phone.
Yeah. All right. What's the domain, Drew?
Supercharge.com.
Ooh.
With a D at the end or no?
No D. Call to action, supercharge.
Better. Buy or sell? Yeah.
Buy.
Supercharge. I have a question. Is that one word or two?
One word, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if it's in the dictionary, but like super, like I think in communication, it's like one word.
Supercharge your life. Yeah.
That's a good domain.
Yeah.
All right, Shane, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. And I think the get new gas stations are all going to be charge stations here eventually. So I think
It is, by the way, it is in the dictionary, Mike. You made me just question it. I was like, because I'm thinking to myself, it's oneword.com. And then I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Is he right? Isn't even a word.
Yeah, the supercharge stations for Tesla are like awesome. I think that's where the car is.
Dude, what kind of nuclear engineer are you? Like, hello, the definition of supercharge is, in theoretical physics, a supercharge is a generator of supersymmetry transformations. It is an example of the general notion of a charge in physics.
Physics is for people that can't get jobs. Nuclear engineers actually have jobs and run stuff. We don't deal in that theoretical stuff.
I already know what's going in, like, the intro. Drew's
right, supercharged
nuclear engineer.
Yeah.
Nothing says technical like the word super.
Yeah. Super.
Supercharged. Did Drew pay for it?
So he bought it. So that's the key to this whole
supercharge
thing.
Supercharge. Yeah.
And we're not allowed to ask how he bought it. So
no.
That changes
so we'll
everything.
Find out. Right.
Well, he bought it on Safari. You got that going for you.
I did. I did buy it on Safari. That's actually a true. No, actually, that's not true. I bought it while on holiday, but I wasn't on Safari.
You can tell he's moved to Europe now because he calls it on holiday.
Yeah, exactly.
It was lost kinda, it was Rhode vacation Island. When he was on the East
you guys
Coast.
Are just jealous.
It was kind of vacation, maybe holiday.
No, I knew it was over when I called him and he said something about his handy instead of his cell phone.
Dude, your Long Island friends would
you don't say handy in the States. You get thrown out of the massage parlor for that.
Hashtag speaking from experience.
Yeah. My last handy was no good. I had to let him go. All right. I will say, man, that is a nice name. I will say 22,000, just because I think it has a huge future, and that's a wholesale name. Maybe somebody needs some cash. 22 grand.
Yeah, I don't. You know, here's the thing. I don't know if a broker came to him and brought him the deal.
It just depends how he bought it.
To pay more, or some schmuck like, hey, I just need some quick cash, and Drew got it, picked it up for like, what'd you say, 30K? What'd you say?
I said 20, what'd I say, 22?
22 would be a steal, man. That would be like, if I could get people to bring me supercharge.com for $22 every, or $22,000 every day, I would pick them up left and right.
Drew gets that shit all the time.
I know he does. Not all the time, but he does. And then he always likes to rub it in our faces that he gets great deals like that. I think it's probably like a $300,000 to $700,000 domain name retail. He's probably not asked that much. So I think that, and sometimes he pays a lot. So I'm going to take the upper. Like you went, he got a heck of a deal. I think a broker came to him and he paid a good wholesale, because he'll pay for domains. So I'm going to say $70,000.
That's high. You see it and buy that?
Let me just double check. Okay.
What'd you say?
$30,000.
That's a good deal.
That is a good deal.
That's a good deal. What's going to be your retail range?
And it came to me through a broker. It was actually in a relatively small broker, but I don't even know if he has really an active newsletter, but he does like one domain at a time. You know, and it's always these sort of mid, you know, tier names, but they're usually at good prices. And he sent out an email. I don't know, you know, I have no idea how many people get that email.
Get it.
But I've bought maybe three or four names from him. Mm. And I usually negotiate. In this case, it was listed at 30 grand. I was I was traveling. And I wasn't going to risk going back and forth. So I just said, I'll take it 30 grand and that's it. Put it in escrow, paid for it, done.
Yeah.
Probably I could have got it for 25. I would, rather own it 25. But I think it's a steal at 30 grand.
Whoever that broker is, Drew is not going to tell us who it is. So email me, michael@webxmedia.com next time you have it.
And he's saying he possibly could have gotten it for 23, so I win.
You do win. That's a good domain. So you're not going to set a buy it now price on a domain like that. It's a brandable. It could be a supercharged station. You know, everything is going electrical. So what do you think the range is? Is it $1 million domain? Is it a $500,000 domain? Right now,
today, I think it's like a 150 to 250 name. Wow, I think that in 3 to 5 years time, you're talking about a $300,000 to $500,000 domain, potentially even more than that.
Yeah.
But it comes down to addressable market and there's nobody out there with enough revenues, unless Tesla suddenly wanted it. But there's nobody out there in this market right now. It could be anything. It could be finance. It could be, somebody comes out with a finance and it's like, supercharge your, spending, whatever, savings. Who knows? Probably 150 to 250 is low. I think probably 250 is about the right price for this name right now. Mm-hmm. But I think it as it matures, we're talking 350 to 500.
Like, imagine every major manufacturer of cars that's suddenly doing electrical, like Tesla is, and everybody needs to charge them. Suddenly, there's a third party that's doing supercharging stations. It's not just Tesla, and they want to call it supercharged.
No, it's a great brandable
and it's descriptive.
It's a multi-million-dollar domain in that case.
Yeah, but it could easily be like a financial services. It could be a credit card. It could be like a multitude of industries. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it just represents Boost. You know.
Yeah.
Boost.
Boost.com is better.
Your user service?
It's Merriam-Webster. I forget what was it. They had a great word, exuberance or something.
Exuberance.
Yeah, supercharge is a good domain. I hope that broker reaches out to me next time.
Just Drew first and then you and then yeah
because that would even give me more pleasure if a domain like Supercharge came out, I get emailed and I snatch it up before Drew because he's always on vacation and I'm available.
Oh no, Drew's not on vacation, he's on holiday.
Right. <Yeah. Sorry. laughs>
All of that. I'm always available. Always. If there's money to be made, I'm available.
Yeah, you are.
Nice. Awesome.
Great name. And the past tense of that, supercharged.com, just for any watchers that are out there. How much is that one worth, Drew?
I just generally hate past tense.
Yes. I mean,
supercharged.
How about supercharging?
So here's the thing. In this case, supercharged with a D isn't necessarily past tense. So something can still in the present be supercharged. So like a car, for example, or a scooter, or supercharged could be like it can be a current identifier, current descriptive identifier. So it's not as bad as like sleet. Or, you know,
dear Drew, I own Superchargeable and was curious, since you own Supercharge, would you be interested in?
I think Supercharged is like, you know, 25 to 50 grand.
Yeah. Generally
10% of the proper.
So if I offered it to you for $3,000, would you buy $5,000 supercharged?
Oh yeah, I'll take supercharged for $5,000. You got it? Right.
There you go, whoever owns it.
Yep. Instant money. 10% coming instant to this money. Man.
I'm gonna go buy it for $4,000 and sell it to you for $5,000.
That's right.
I welcome that. I
and yeah. There you go. There's right now there's on Monday morning there's people out there emailing the supercharged guy.
It's not gonna last. Yeah. I'm gonna go look it up right now. Charge.com.
Right, Mike, get ahead of the curve.
I know. I got to make some money.
Yeah, past tense. No, he's right, though. It is. It's not the worst
past tense. Being so available.
Yeah, there you go. But all the forms are so, you know, just so many forms of them. And then he'll explain to you why it's just as good.
Okay, yeah, Mike, I mean, there's, you know, there's
supercharged, superchargers, supercharged,
yeah, let's keep going.
Supercharging. But supercharged, I would say, is probably the best version, no?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Sherpas. I will tell you now about our advertisers for today's show who support us in our mission to educate people in the domain name industry.
First, serious about online trading? Secure your funds, keep your merchandise safe, and use a company that keeps the buyer and seller protected the whole way through. That's escrow.com. Payments you can trust.
All right, it's time for the domain portfolio review. We take user-submitted domain name portfolios and provide honest and constructive feedback to the owners so they can either cut their losses, continue to hold them long-term, or figure out a sales strategy going forward. Today we have a portfolio from Chris K., who is local to me in Phoenix, although I've never met him. And he has a background in fintech, sounds like a very interesting guy, and has some neat domain names. So guys, take a look. Shane, you are up first here. What are your thoughts?
Well, when you gave his background of his, he was like a professor. He had all the endings at all the things he does. But on fintech, I didn't see a ton of fin for a fintech guy. We're missing some fin and tech in his portfolio. So I was kind of hoping to see some because we know that Buttercrackers, Mike Solis, is the fintech master.
Wait, hold on. That just went over my head. Who? Buttercrackers?
Fintech? It's an inside joke.
Okay. It's an inside joke. Long story short, we were at an auction and you guys were up on stage, I think. And there were names that were submitted that people could buy. And one of the names, I was standing next to a guy, and the name was Buttercrackers. And the guy next to me was so excited. That's my name. That's me. That's my name. And it turned out to be Mike Solis, and I've been calling him Buttercrackers ever since.
Solis.
Just because that name. But He's a fintech guy. I mean, if you look on Twitter, and he specializes in
fintech. Yeah.
And he got way ahead of crypto and fintech, and he's done very, very well with it. He's not as open as he should, but he really knows the industry well. He goes to fintech conferences. Mm. You know, everybody has a conference, but they're legit ones. So, but I don't see him here. The names are not where I'd want to be in my portfolio. They're a little long and a little specific. Like your click name was great, Click Tracker, but Click to Sports, that's call to action if you want to be nice about it, and it tells you what it's about to do. But I just don't see how that would be valuable to a company. And again, that's where we get to, is if I was a company, would I buy this name to help me be better as a company, save money, get more traffic, define what I am? And I don't see a lot of them. There are some brands. Vitamin Mate could be a brand that you would use. Tips on Sleeping is a build out that perhaps that, you know, people have sleep trouble. There's no doubt about it. But when you have to say that build out is what's going to make the value of this name, you've just shown that it's not that valuable without the data behind it. Indoor shutters. I mean, there's some crazy ass. I mean, indoor shutters, is that a thing? I mean, do people want to protect themselves the second time from the hurricane by?
And it's a .net.
I mean, that's all. That's not even a good hand rag. I'm trying to be nice. Michael said that I should be a lot nicer. That you can't. You know, it's better. Something about sugar. Getting something, and I didn't buy any of it. I wasn't listening to what he said, so I'm still going to do what I...
That goes against my philosophy, which is the stick is way more effective than the carrot.
Yeah, I just don't like it. So I think that for someone that speaks, he says he speaks at conferences and does all this, I hope that the rest of his portfolio gives him a better ability to make money. I don't see this. I see this being a buy it now, listed on Afternic for a under $1,000 or $1,500 on most of these names. Now, I will say the health plan market, now that I look at it, is not a bad name at all. I mean, the health market or health plan market is a big market. I don't know what they would do with it, and it's certainly not going to be the market, the Obamacare market. But it might give you a little bit more information. There's some good CPCs in the health plan. So I'm going to leave it at that. Let somebody else be nice. I think he could do a little better. I bet Josh could take these names and spin 50 names. It would sell quicker than most of these names. That's my thing. I'm done.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Shane. Who's up next?
Drew.
Right. Oh,
okay. I don't hate them as much as you do, but I agree these are not ideal domain names.
No, it's not hate. It's I just don't even acknowledge them. How about that?
Yeah. I mean, so like, you know, you've got a name like valentinequotes.com, .org, right? And that's really, that domain has basically zero. Liquid value. Now, if you wanted to go out and build a website and, you know, seed it full of Valentine quotes and allow, you know, some user generated content for other people's Valentine quotes, and you could generate, you know, it's got 10,000 exact match searches. There's no advertising.
400 million different names.
No, Drew, exactly. I'll push back on you on that, because it happens once per year. It's not like your slang.org, where people are typing in slang stuff, like you built it out and you had a good domain name, you built it out, and you can generate advertising revenue. This is an event that happens once per year. Sorry, go ahead. All right, I cut you off.
I wasn't recommending anybody do that, but I agree with you. My point is simply that it's not a worthless name, right? Like there are.
But I'll push back and say it is.
I just let expire. I think yesterday, furnitureonline.net. Right, and I let that domain expire. Owned it for a number of years. You know, there's a ton of